full moon.
They had to chop his tail off.
My God, man, for the full moon.
All right, y'all. It's your host, Sadek Cheeks. I'm here with Dizzly.
Dizzy.
Mm-hmm. He's Dizzy.
Hey.
Say what's up, bro.
What's good with it? How y'all doing? Shout out to Michigan Midwest. Okay. How y'all doing?
Okay.
What's up?
Michigan Midwest? What's that?
Mm-hmm. That's a dance scene out here.
Oh, it's out here in Ipsy?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, all of Michigan, Ohio.
Oh, okay. It's big.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Big time. Midwest.
Midwest. So you were dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We know that now. Mm-hmm. How long you been dancing?
Shoot. Since I was really like 11. I've been dancing for a long time.
So you obviously just for fun.
Yeah.
You love dancing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just for fun. My mom was actually like a mime.
Your mom was a mime? Mm-hmm.
She was doing that for a while. Yeah, it was kind of cool. She was into theatrics and stuff and dancing.
I've never met a fucking mime, bro. Mm-hmm. That's actually interesting. Mm-hmm. So like, she like do the box mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah, like, she could do that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I want to meet your mom now.
Well, we're a little late on that one, but that's okay. She's in a better place.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. But no, it's inspiration. She was very strong. You know what I'm saying? She went through a lot, and through pain, she was able to still survive and persevere. So it's very inspiring to me as a physical, able person with nothing wrong with me. You should be able to function out here. Okay.
Right. I like that mentality about that. So like that kind of push you in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you got to work for what you got and what you want. Because what you have also matters. You can't forget it, like nothing in your present matters, because that's what's really important right now. Your present.
Bro, he's spilling that shit early, bro.
What? That's just what it is, man.
He's spilling it.
I'm sorry. So you gotta take care.
I'm not gonna turn up yet.
You gotta take care.
So you dance for the Pistons?
Yeah, currently, right now.
Yes, I do. That's a very good eye catcher, bro. So like, how'd you get into that? I don't even understand.
Well, it's who you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's definitely who you know.
It's who you know. So, I've been around, and I used to travel a lot. Like, back in 2014, 2015, I was going to different states, like, every other weekend.
Really?
Just working all weekend and moving around, because I had, like, a ride buddy.
Oh, really?
Shout out to my boy Andrew.
Shout out.
Come back. We love you. So I would ride with him a lot, and he would look out for me a lot of the time. And we would just go out and get better, because you got to travel to get better, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Michigan. Y'all don't like to travel because of the cold weather. Suck that shit up.
I love traveling.
The cold out here makes you travel less. If you stuck in it. If you don't have the financial means to just be like,
fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah. Then it's like, shit, I'm staying inside.
My new thing is I want to start like just packing up like a backpack and hop on a train for like 2 days and just go somewhere. And you can sleep on a train and then you just spend like a day out somewhere and sleep on the way back.
Yeah.
That's like, if you buy them in advance, that's like $150. For there and back in a backpack, you trade.
Yeah.
So food.
But what are you going for, just to go?
Well, I know people around the country. Mm. Like, I might even go stay at this girl house for like a couple days or something.
If you got it like that, for sure. Yeah. Of course. So, that's how it would be, actually. You go out to these places and you meet people and they're really cool. Like, the dance community is really dope.
Damn. I see, like, the videos y'all be doing, y'all be hyping each other up, bro. That shit lit.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go inside like a dance studio and try, but like I never took it seriously.
Yeah. Just try, man. It's cool. It's expression, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it makes you
it's
feel
definitely
it.
An art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, understand something different about people. Once you really get good at it, you can just look at people and like almost read them.
Okay.
So
practice makes perfect, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say, like, how did you even get the Pistons spot? Like, did they, like, audition you or something?
Yeah. Like I was saying, my boy Gerald, that's his name, and he went out to tell me about this audition because we was just out there looking for gigs at the time, like the starving artist life. Yeah. Like, we really lit that shit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a gig. So we tried out for it. Our homie, GCOS member, her name is Pepsi. She was with us too. We all tried out. She made it too. But you had to try out in three different sections at that time. It was dancing, which we did. Dunking, which is running and jumping off a trampoline and taking a ball to it. And
that's lit.
Yeah, she got tricks through that shit too. Shit. And then acrobatics and flips and shit. So if you...
it's more than just dancing then.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to practice like doing all those flips and like passing the ball. Y'all be going crazy. I've been to one Detroit Pistons game. I sat courtside actually.
Word.
Uh-huh. And like y'all, like people did like a dance. I was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like y'all be doing like all oops and shit, mm-hmm. backflips. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, bro. I'll break my neck. I can't do none of that shit.
Well, they teach you, man. They teach you.
It's definitely harder than y'all make it look. Yeah, y'all make it look easy.
It takes some practice, but
some.
Yeah, it do.
Or a lot.
Correlation, man. It takes a lot of coordination.
So explain your style to me again.
Okay, so what I practiced when I was coming up was popping, animation, stuff like that. Like, you know, waves. Ooh. Stuff like that.
Shit.
And then like tuts.
I was watching you do that.
Yeah.
That shit crazy, bro. I'd be breaking my neck.
Yeah. Nah, man. It's just angles, man. 90-degree angles and straight lines and boxes.
But you make it look like smooth though. I don't understand.
After you just do it for a while,
bro, what,
man,
the fuck?
it just kind of happens,
bro. What the fuck?
You gotta. I'm not even where I need to be though. Like you see some crazy people.
There's always more. You can always do more because someone's always gonna be better than you. Mm-hmm. That kind of like how we was talking about Goku and Vegeta. Like, someone's always better. Someone's gonna push you.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's kind of you definitely need. I think having a rival is like a really good way to get better at something. Yeah. Like having somebody like just next to you.
I agree. Depends on your mindset though.
Yeah, you think so?
Mm-hmm.
What could be like rotten about that though?
Well, let's say you're a competitive person.
I'm very competitive.
Right. That will excel you. Okay, I need to get better. But let's say if you're not a competitive person, you believe in yourself more than like even thinking about other people.
Okay.
You can focus on not fighting yourself, because some people struggle with that too, and excelling, you know, like some people have a lot of fears and like they just say no to things and they don't try things a lot, and that holds people back a lot. So there are different mindsets out there with people. So if you're not a competitive person and you just actually want to try this and give it your all, those people really excel.
Yeah.
So if you're a competitive person though, that does get you there quicker.
It gives you like a little edge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, spill that shit, boy. Go crazy.
So, you know, you just got to work with what you got.
You said you're 25, right?
Yes, sir.
You the oldest person on the podcast.
A word?
Yeah. Say what's up to the older crew.
Okay, you know we got to hold it down. You know you got to. We did early 1990s. You know, we
early
we, 1990s. Different from the later 1990s.
What year is it? 1993? 93. Mm-hmm. Damn. Night since 1993. I've been smoking weed. Boy. Ask about me.
Yup.
Hell yeah.
For sure. So,
you smoke it though?
Yep, I do. Yeah, of course.
Does it help with dancing?
It opens up your creative mind. You know what I'm saying? And
bro.
And you don't give a fuck.
Bro, all right, so here's the thing. I used to smoke all the time.
Okay.
Like when it was really bad, like six times a day.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll just get like stuck in my own head. But once I started being like more creative and like started doing more things and like actually making stuff, I stopped smoking and I feel more creative. But it's definitely a creative boost.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying, but like it's like it kind of drags you a little bit for me.
Agreed.
You think so?
Agreed.
Like you got like sometimes you gotta do it
because you're relaxed. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh well, you know, I'm not trying to really do shit. I'm trying to think about this shit.
Yeah.
But well, it you got to almost give your brain a command, though, before you even go into it. You know, some people just go into it and just be like, whatever. But if you're like, all right, I'm about to smoke and study.
Yeah.
Then people are focused and they study.
That's true. I smoked study like one time in college. I was locked in. I got an A on that exam the next day.
Mm-hmm. So it works like if you give it a command, if you use it for nothing, then you can just be lost in the sauce.
That's how I was. I was like, I was so lost, bro. I was like, bro, I don't know. I wasn't thinking like, but I've been enjoying like getting like high off life, kind of. Mm-hmm. And the more I don't smoke, the more I think about, is it good or not? Because I just recently like got off it.
Okay. Does it matter?
That's a good fucking question. Do it matter?
Does it matter to you?
If I'm high enough?
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I don't know, I guess.
Okay, so so it depends on what you're using it for, right?
Like, definitely. I don't think it's a bad thing, not at all.
So there you go.
It's definitely not a bad thing. So don't get me wrong.
There you go.
It depends how you use it, I guess, because...
There you go.
I don't know. Maybe I might pick that shit back up. You're making me think about it.
Well, I'm not trying to convince you of
anything. You're not convincing me, but I'm like, I'm reevaluating it kind of
but
from like a different perspective.
The only thing about drugs and you as a person, like we're habitual creatures. So mm-hmm. like anything you like, you're going to keep doing.
Of course.
And it can turn into a liability at that point. If you have a hobby and you're not making it, like you're getting money from it, then it's a liability, bro. It's costing you money. And you just smoking.
Okay, I have a question for you right now.
Yes, sir.
Are you high right now?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
And is it kind of helping you talk?
I would say so. I'm really more chill. Like I'm not even tweaking or anything or
too focused. Yeah. I know what you mean by how people be like too focused. They be like mm-hmm. going 100 miles per hour. That's sativa though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure it is. So, but me, myself, I actually don't want to smoke because I'm at that stage that you were just talking about. Like,
or it's getting too much.
It's either like you are putting money in somebody else's pocket and you're just enjoying weed, or you can let this shit go and do something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's how I was. Like, I was just enjoying weed. Like, whenever I got bored, you know how boring Ipsy is.
Yeah.
Well, Ypsilanti can be the most boring city in the world mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes all there is to do is, like, smoke or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm going to put that on.
So yeah. Okay, I'll get it too. But, like, it was just, like, I got into a habit. And the thing was, like, it was a bad habit, I guess, because that kind of made it bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. Unless, like, you're getting something out of it, because here's the thing about weed. Like, it doubles itself. It's so stupid.
What do you mean it doubles itself?
No, no matter what you do with it, like, you can either, like, just... you know, split it with somebody.
Then it's kind of like money.
Yeah, now you have
definitely.
Now you have a relationship or you passed a blunt or you did something with this person, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So that builds up to something else. That happens sometimes, but depending on who you're smoking with, that can be a good or a bad thing.
That's so true. That is facts.
But you know them type of smokers out there, bro. There's so many of them, bro.
There's so many different types of smokers. There's so many of them, bro. That is fact. So, okay.
But yeah. I definitely feel like it is in the way because it does take a lot of things away from you. Like,
money.
A lot of job opportunities. Sometimes you waste your time with it because you're doing that. You should just be really getting ready or preparing to be there doing something else.
But you want
to
smoke before you go.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That turns into a whole process.
And exactly. And then that takes up a lot of time.
But you get, as you said, you get more creative when you smoke, right?
If that's if you use it right.
Yeah, so you smoke and dance. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That sounds like fun.
Why not?
Yeah, that definitely sounds like fun.
Because, I mean, I do that only at night. Like, I'm really a night smoker, like, more at the end of the day.
Really?
If you do it in the beginning of the day, man, it's just your whole day up.
I was a morning smoker, though. I would smoke, and I would, like, attach a purpose to it. I would smoke, and then I'll clean my car, fold my clothes, shit like that. But then I'll be tired of shit. I'll just take a nap.
Yeah,
I was definitely a day smoker.
Yeah, but I'm definitely getting over it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how far you've come in dancing, bro. Like, from the first time you, like, made a video to now.
Yo, I wish y'all had a video of this. It is the most hilarious thing you ever see. If y'all look up this video, oh my goodness. My first video, terrible.
Is that bad?
I laugh at it.
Oh, man.
I laugh at it. It's just complete comedy to me.
I mean, that's good that you kept going, though. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. It was my friends. My friends kept me in it, that competitive nature. And then I found something to focus on. So it was pretty cool.
So, like, how did you learn? Like, you started YouTube videos, probably?
Yeah, YouTube.
How to do this.
And I met people. Like,
oh, really?
I met a lot of cool people along in my way. Like, there's some people out from here. Like, there's Dantes. His name is Just. He's a really dope popper animation. Okay. He's been around. I met this guy named Soul. He's also on my crew, GCOS. And he's, like, up there in skill and in the dance community.
Right.
So he taught me a lot. And, so, he's another one I look up to, and my homeboy, B-Boy Macho.
Yeah, they're taking you along.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of
happens.
I was reading this book called Mastery, and in the book, it was talking about having somebody look up to, and then, like, surpassing them. Would you say, is that what you're trying to do?
No. No. Not at all. That's an immature thought, in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
It's good to have as a good motivator. But
that's what I mean, like a goal, kind of like breaking off, kind of like being your own.
Yeah, that's what I'm more focused on, is just being the best me I can be.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah, you can take the framework of who's the best, and that's what you should do. That's what a smart person would do. Take what the best are doing and change it in the little ways that you can to be better.
Evolve.
So, yeah.
Man, spill that shit, boy. All over the mic. God damn. Man, I like having older people on here because y'all smart.
Oh, man, that's basic hip hop, bro. That's all what hip hop does. Everybody's inspired by everybody. So you spin
exactly.
That shit. You spin that shit, man. That's,
take it in, make more.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I always spin off you. You should
just
be
watching the Apple Music. The Biggie documentary, how they was talking about how he just changed it. Bro, he switched everything up, bro. They was doing his death with it. Biggie, bro. Man, rest in peace.
I listened to a lot of him, especially recently.
Me too.
He was snapping.
I was listening to 10 Crack Commandments, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really took a deep listen at the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He's telling you some shit. For real.
For real. It's straight facts.
For real. Especially if you're in that type of jungle that they was in. So
jungle.
Yeah, man. City, suburban areas, that's the jungle, bro. That's the jungle still.
It's real.
That's the jungle. It's just a stone.
Yeah, he put them on the map, too. Because at the time, they were talking about how, like, Snoop Dogg was, like, fucking up the game on the West Coast. And then he bring the East out. That was him. I don't know. So, like, what would you say you could do, like, evolve more? Evolve the dance community, I guess.
Actually, I got a couple ideas.
What you gonna do different? That's a big question, because what you do different was what takes you to the next level.
Right. So, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use technology to take me to the next level. So, what I wanna do is, like, sort of, like, mix punk with, like, dance battles and shit. So, I wanna catch dancers I know in their normal, like, natural day with the camera crew and some music, and then challenge them, whatever they are, to a dance battle, see if they participate.
Okay, you just gonna pull up on them.
Yeah, and then give them the merchandise too. Like, if they participate, that shit would be cool. If they don't, whatever, it's cool. But
I mean, I'd be pretty punk of them not to.
Right, exactly. You better, exactly.
Will Smith has always said yes. I'm a firm believer in that. When the opportunity comes.
When a good one comes, you know, I say yes to everything.
Well, a good opportunity.
Yeah. But I think that would work. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a couple people in there. They get exposure. I get exposure. We get better. I travel. It gets bigger. It gets popular.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually really genius. Do that.
Yeah.
ASAP.
I need the stabilizers I was telling you about.
Oh yeah, it's like 99 definitely.
Mm-hmm. I need that shit.
I want one of those too.
For real, man. That you can charge any price after you get that bitch. I promise you. Like my shit clean now. Like,
you want a music video?
Yeah, for real.
Anything.
Get you a drone. All that. It's a wrap.
Oh shit! I do need to get a drone. I wanted to start vlogging, but I ain't got no interest in things to vlog.
Yeah, you do?
I mean, I got interest in life. I ain't got no interest in environment, I guess. Well, I could make it interesting.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Use what you got, man, because everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. That's what you should be.
But so, the future is in socials, bro. Without social media, you wouldn't be here right now on the podcast.
Correct.
That's fact.
Correct. It's moving forward. It's not stopping.
I like it.
If you can use the internet and get paid, do it, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You sleeping and you making money.
Facts.
And it's physically not here.
Literally creating it.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Shit.
Come on,
spill that shit, bro.
Come on, man. Use that shit. Use it.
Oh, my God.
Y'all. Get in there.
It's literally not even here yet, but you can make it.
Get it. Get to it. Apps. That's the wave apps. Right now.
I want to make my own app. That's like on my bucket list, bro.
Okay.
Like,
that's a good idea.
Kind of like a website, but like you could do more on that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I do want to do that. That's on my bucket list for sure.
Yeah, you should. I want to look up how to get an app made too, but I'm pretty sure you need to get you some business partners too.
Definitely.
Before you do this, because they're going to try to stick you because they know the possibility of apps. So,
right.
Since you're not that, you don't got that much info on it.
I don't even know the first step. But I've thought about like what it would look like. And I know I need a business partner, definitely. Because I can't design an app.
Right.
But
some people just get paid off of just having an idea.
That's very true. I have a friend that's made like a prototype. He says he's gonna sell it to a business. I'm waiting to do that. It was like a weed thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of industries. There's a lot of opportunities out there.
Money is out here.
It is.
I think it's easier to be a millionaire now more than ever.
You think so?
100%.
Especially
you have
with the internet.
And all you have to do is use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to use any physical work.
So true.
You know, it's not labor based no more. So people aren't trying to, they're like, dumbed us down. They dumbed us down. Now it's about using your head.
It's all about thinking on different ways to do things.
Yeah.
It's all about being creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think schools should focus more on that than the basics, math, English. Like, focus on what an individual person is good at.
Yeah.
I think that's what school should be about. I don't think school should be, I think you should learn math, but not to that extent. Like the basics of what you need in everyday life. So basically they'll guide you to knowing that you're a dancer before you find out yourself. They'll push you in that, like, not mindset, but they'll push you in an open mindset where you could have options.
Yeah.
A lot of people will start earlier. A lot of people will be better.
Yeah, because that mastery book, I bet it says that, like, once you get good at one thing, you can relate things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it says exactly that.
Yeah, so that, yeah, you're right. A teacher's role is to bring out something that's already in the child, not put stuff in
it. Oh, shit! Yeah, just that was good, but
yeah,
I want you to say, go ahead and say.
So, you said what?
Spill it, bro.
No, that's, I think, well, I heard once that it would be almost a little bit different, and it would be almost a little bit different, that was dumb. It would be different if we let kids teach the teachers, like, what they're thinking. Then we can, like, input, you know what I'm saying? So let's bring out, let's amplify what's in them a lot more. Okay, we're in this control area, but now
then build like an environment for them.
Yeah, we're gonna spin it back to you. Like, okay, and then we're both learning because there's always something new.
That is really smart.
Yeah, it's always something new. And they say the richest place on the earth is the grave, my friend. It's the richest place because there are so many ideas that died there that just never got acted upon.
Damn, dog, that hurt my soul.
Shit, dude,
it's so true though.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get stuck in that, like, mentality where they have to work for somebody else. I 100% agree. I can't wait to quit this 9-to-5 job, bro.
There you go. There you go, man. You don't have to live the same life, bro. You can literally tomorrow just start doing what you want to do. And the galaxy doesn't get in your way, my friend. Like,
literally. Everything you do in life was your decisions. This is where you end up, 100%. And people blame every other fucking thing. Everything. People love pointing fingers. That's why
I get deep, bro. I get deep. I've been around, so like, I study a lot, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, man. People like to blame other people, but like literally everything is in your control. To a certain point.
Yeah.
Like, there are things obviously out of your control that you can simply do nothing about. And you should know the difference. But right. A lot of things that happen to you are pretty much in your control.
I have a saying. It's an affirmation. It goes, expect nothing and accept everything. Which is basically saying, don't. Like, you know the feeling of getting disappointed, right? When you expect something to happen. Don't expect something, because then you'll never get disappointed. So if you just accept everything that happens, I mean, you will basically just be able to control your own life without looking at the outside forces.
Yeah.
Without even acknowledging them, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a strong mindset.
That is very... I've been trying to, like, install that in my head, but it's, like, hard. Because, like, not expecting anything... Like, say you're supposed to meet up with somebody and they cancel on you. Like, you can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you didn't come today. Like, you DM me. You're like, fuck. Right. And I don't have podcasts for the week.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, I got to accept that. I just got to, like, do something. But I can't just be like, fuck, disappointment. Like, I got to do something else.
Real shit.
That's hard, bro.
Well, it's what the man has been faced with since day one. Like, do something about it.
Yeah, literally.
Do something about it. And if you don't, you know the result.
Yeah, my mom wants something. I sit and mope. She loves saying that shit.
Yeah. So I did a little research too, you know. So I hear that you've, you write lyrics or you rap?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can show you something I've been working on.
Okay.
That I just finished before you came.
You freestyle?
Do you freestyle?
I mean... I dabble.
Oh, we doing a freestyle?
But
we can do one.
Did you freestyle?
I do it for fun, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm the same way.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it is. But I was just wondering.
We can do one.
I mean, sure. You got a beat? Or you
got a studio.
Or a cappella, whatever. It don't matter.
We can do it after this. We got what?
Show.
Oh, we got 80 more seconds left. All right, bro. Actually, that's it.
Actually.
It was good having you, bro.
You as well. Thanks for meeting me, man.
Man, no problem. Thanks for coming through. We got to drop your socials, bro. You got 30 seconds to do that shit.
Follow me at Rula the Rod on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. I'll be on there. I'll be streaming video games too. Come out. Watch your boy. I'm trying to get my 2K skills up. So,
bro, y'all gotta bear fuck 2Ks for clowns.
Wow.
I said it. Yeah, I said it. All right, y'all.